need a solution.
To Mohania Solar Limited, we offer solar solutions, not just products. A well-designed solar electric system is much more than a pile of hardware. We are professional installers of solar home systems, solar water pumping systems, solar geyser, and blackout buster for standby power systems. Mohania Solar offers site survey, load analysis, system design, technical support long after warranties have expired, and end-user training.
In Kitwe, visit us at house number 148 Zebra Street in Kana East, at the corner of 22nd Avenue and Zebra Street.
In Lusaka, we are located in Northmead, house number 7A, Baseli Road, Colaton.
077-061-225.
Mohania Solar Limited. Silent, clean, green energy.
1, 2, 3.
Tough looks different. Tough starts young. For every kind of tough, there's toughies. Stand the chance to be one of the 10 lucky people to win a share of 25,000 kwacha in Bata shoe vouchers. Simply purchase a pair of Tuffy school shoes and drop the receipt with your details in the entry box at the till of all Bata stores across the nation. Winners to be announced live on the Bata Facebook page on the 30th of May 2025. Promo runs from 7th to 25th of May 2025. While stocks last, T's and C's apply. Zambia's number one antibacterial school shoe.
The Arthur Winner Memorial Foundation, in conjunction with Dignity Zambia of Australia, present a fundraising book launch at the new government complex on the 21st of May 2025 at 17:30 hours. All proceeds to be channeled to the theatre and laboratory rooms at the Arthur Winner Memorial Hospital in Nalolo, Western Province, run in partnership with the Ministry of Health and the United Church of Zambia. Tickets on sale at 1,000 kwacha from the UCZ Synod Bookshop on Mosotunya Road in Woodlands, or call 0772-703-707. And indeed, I have in the studio this morning, in relation with that event, Mutende Winner, who is the vice chairperson of the Arthur Winner Memorial Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to Phoenix. Is this your first time here?
Yes, it is, actually.
Oh, really? Well, welcome. Welcome to the Gospel Show and welcome to Phoenix.
Thank you so much.
All is well. How are you doing?
Fine.
Yeah.
It's a nice sunny Sunday morning and happy Mother's Day.
I was about to say happy Mother's Day to you.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Yes, indeed. Speaking of mothers, how's Mom?
She's very well.
She's very well?
Yes.
Yeah? How's she enjoying her, what is it? She's not really in retirement.
Yeah, sort of semi-retirement. She's well.
Yeah, I know she's still busy.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. Okay, so we have this event on the 21st of May, the fundraising for the Arthur Winner Hospital. Tell us about the hospital. When did it start? When was it? I don't know if it's constructed. When was it launched? How long has it been running for? And what happened there?
Yeah, so I'll give a brief background how this whole idea came up.
Yeah.
So there's a family friend we have, Mrs. Sandy Clark.
Yeah.
She has an organization called Dignity Zambia.
Right.
She's from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So when she visited Zambia a couple of years ago, she had a discussion with the former vice president, Mrs. Swinner.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought about how they could give back to the community.
Right.
And also to remember fallen heroes who sacrificed their time, resources, even their lives for the independence of Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
So in all that, they concluded they should establish a health facility,
okay,
looking at how the women and children were suffering in some of these villages.
Yeah.
So this is how the hospital came up. So it was just a basic hospital. When Sandy Clark went back to Australia, she did some fundraiser with her organization, and this started the phase one of the hospital.
Okay.
Basically, just a labor room, a pharmacy, a toilet, and a consultation room.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was the beginning of that.
So is it now, are we just at the end of phase one of just the labor ward and the pharmacy, like you said?
No. So now we're actually done with phase two, where we have a maternity annex now.
Okay.
Because, you know, these women were only in a grass touched house. This is where they were giving birth, and that's where they were being attended to by probably just a nurse, not even doctors were available.
Right.
So yeah, so phase two is done now, so we are looking for this fundraiser to go into phase three,
which is what?
Yes, which is now to put the lab,
yeah,
extended to have a ward, a larger ward, as well as have a theater. So the hospital was opened in 2019, in October, by our first Republican president, the late Dr. Kenneth Kaunda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, on average, I don't know if you have the statistics, how many women, because I know there's a focus on women and maternal issues, how many women are you attending to per month, per year, per quarter, I don't know?
Yeah, per month, we're attending to more than about 50.
Mm.
It's a small facility, but we have the basics there, and it's actually helped out that community because some of them had to go all the way and travel to Mongu or Sinanga because the...
Which is how far away?
About 30, 40 kilometers.
Yeah.
So this hospital is in Moyo Village in Nalolo District in Western Province, yes.
Right.
So it's actually helped out the community around there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been to the Western Province.
Okay.
Some part of the Western Province.
Okay.
So when you talk about 30, 40 kilometers.
Yeah, yeah.
With that terrain, that sand.
Exactly.
Okay, you guys have sand. I mean, really, So that's an expectant. I mean, I'm just trying to picture it now. An expectant mother.
Yeah. Walking in that sand.
Ah, okay. That picture is too much for me. Let's soften it a little. Being transported, whether it's in a vehicle or an ox cart, because really walking in that sand is something else. So I'm sure the community is very, very grateful for all that you're doing there. Now, this fundraiser that you are having on the 21st, who is it that you'd really want to come, and what is the message that you want to send to the people about this project that you are embarking on for the hospital?
Yeah, so we actually just want to give awareness of the struggles we're having in some of these far-flung away places where there are no facilities, especially for the women and children. So we are looking for organizations, well-wishers, yes, everyone who can actually support to expand our hospital.
Right.
We've had some support for the past couple of years from organizations like ShopRite, who were giving us hampers for the new mothers, as well as Petroda, who were giving us fuel for the ambulance. So also the ambulance was bought through fundraising.
Well,
like,
you have an ambulance.
Yes, there's an ambulance there.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is what we're looking at, and we're really looking forward to people to help us and fundraise so that we can expand this hospital.
So tell us about the event itself on the 21st of May. Well, what should people expect to experience as they come there?
Okay, so we're going to have Mrs. Sandy Clark and her team. She's also coming through with friends, and there's a singer. It's one of the famous singers there in Australia. She will be coming as well. So her owner, the former vice president, also will be there. The guest of honor will be our Minister of Finance, Dr. Sokotwani. So there's going to be a book launch. Mrs. Sandy Clark has been writing quite a number of books about Zambia and her experiences when she used to work here some time back in the 60s, 70s. So this is actually another book she has written. So she would like to launch that book about her experiences and how she's worked with the Winner family all these years.
Oh,
so this is what we... This is